Guardian Unlimited.
Sweden's history of openness and the availability of information may be being reconsidered. A website that allows citizens to find out all sorts of information about each other is being restricted. I asked Esther Adley to tell us why Sweden could be described as a snooper's paradise.
It's a very interesting ancient tradition in Sweden to be extremely open about the information that is available. They've had 241 years of freedom of information. That's how long ago it was that they introduced their first freedom of information law. And since then, it's become, if anything, even more open successively as time goes on. And so Swedes are really able to access all kinds of information about other people. They can access financial information, what taxes they pay. Addresses are widely available and very easy to find out where someone lives, even a celebrity. You can find out whether people are single or not. All kinds of information which you might be able to access in Britain, but not quite so easily.
You make it sound very appealing, but there are moves now to rein it in.
Well, I think the thing that really bit was at the point where people suddenly realised quite how much of this snooping and searching and prying was going on. And there were a tidal wave of complaints. The Swedish Data Inspection Board had a huge number of complaints immediately following the launch of this website from people saying, look, we know this is kind of legal, but surely this isn't what the laws were set up to do. And so there was a certain pressure from them and from the National Taxation Board, which I think also felt that this wasn't quite appropriate use of the data. And so what's happened is Ratsit has been quietly cajoled, shall we say, into introducing some restrictions. Actually, it was a very clever tactic of the tax board, because they are legally required to supply information of people's taxes and incomes and what have you. But it doesn't say in what form they're required to issue this information. So they said, fine, we never said we would issue it digitally, you can have it in paper. Which obviously would mean that Ratsit would have to scan all these paper documents in order to be able to find people's information. So what's happened now is that users will have to pay a charge in order to be able to search on their colleagues. And perhaps the bigger disincentive, you will be emailed if someone is looking into your records with the details of the person who's doing the prying.
And what has Ratsit said in its defence?
Well, Ratsit say, you know, we have a legitimate service. People use it to find out information if they're negotiating salaries, for example. And I'm sure many of us would love to know what the person who sits next to us earns, who does a similar job. They also say that employers use it perfectly legitimately to check out if someone that they are hiring maybe has debts or hasn't been honest about the previous salary that they were earning, that kind of thing. And they're right that the service is perfectly legal and entirely legitimate. I think they have recognised that quite so many searches. In the 2 weeks before they closed this little facility, 2 million searches were made on a country of 9 million people. They've recognised that perhaps this is not the function for which Sweden's laws were designed.
That's Esther Adley. And there's more discussion of today's news every day from 12 noon on Newsdesk. That's Guardian Unlimited's daily news podcast at guardian.co.uk/podcasts.
Guardian Unlimited.